Once upon a time, I met a boy named Hugo Cabret. He searched to find a secret message, and how that message led his way all the way home.
Hugo is an orphan who lives in the shadows of a busy Paris train station, continuing the work his father taught him, keeping the many clocks running on time. The secret message is hidden within a man-shaped machine from his father's cluttered workshop.
What does he do?
He's a wind-up figure, like a music box. This is the most complicated one I've ever seen, by far.
Another orphan, Isabel, holds the key, literally, to Hugo's automaton, and it leads them on an adventure into the world of the great French film pioneer, Georges Méliès.
My life has taught me happy endings only happen in the movies.
The story's not over yet.
Adapted from Brian Selznick's novel, The Secret of Hugo Cabret, the story was personal for director Martin Scorsese, who, as a frail young boy, spent long hours in his local cinema. In the film, Hugo discovers the wonder of the movies in much the same way. Asa Butterfield plays the title character. He knew he was reliving some of the director's early experiences, but he also had to find his way into Hugo's world.
Well, Hugo, he's an orphan, and because he starts to grow up far faster than anyone else his age should have, I found it quite hard to relate to him because of all the hardships he's gone through in his life.
Are you sure about this? We could get into trouble. That's how you know it's an adventure.
Hugo finds a kindred spirit in Isabel, played by Chloe Grace Moretz.
The relationship was interesting because, you know, they both need each other for some reason. You know, they both wanted to be loved, and I think Hugo needed someone to talk to and someone to have close to him, and I needed someone to have an adventure with.
Machines never come with any extra parts, you know. They always come with the exact amount they need. So I figured if the entire world was one big machine, I couldn't be an extra part. I had to be here for some reason. And that means you have to be here for some reason too.
In Hugo, Oscar winner Ben Kingsley plays Georges Méliès, the pioneer known as the father of narrative filmmaking.
I think the core value of its magic is its fearlessness in putting wounded characters on the screen. That's a very brave move. It's not sugar-coated. And the healer is the youngest person on the screen who pulls all these threads together. But if you won't have an audience empathizing with you if nothing needs comforting.
Méliès, a magician turned filmmaker, is at the center of this story, so perhaps it's appropriate that most of Hugo's 11 Oscar nominations are for movie magic in the technical and craft fields, including art direction, cinematography, costume design, editing, and original musical score. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.